Businesses must require employees to wear masks and to promote mask wearing to their patrons and to visibly post signage to that effect. Those who fail to do so will be subject to fines from the Labor Commission. Masks do not negatively affect our economy, and wearing them is the easiest way to slow the spread of the virus.
The emergency order also places a hold on all extracurricular events, including athletic and intramural events. The exception is intercollegiate sports and games that are associated with high school championships. The state is also working to expand testing, and as soon as possible, Utah higher education students attending at least one in-person class a week will be required to be tested each week.
During this two-week period and beyond, we will test more people who have symptoms, and we will also launch a targeted testing program for those who don't have symptoms. This will begin with weekly testing for our university students and expand to include high school students who participate in extracurricular activities, people in the workplace under the age of 35, and our high school teachers.
The governor has made clear that this is not a shutdown of the state's economy.
We must all remain vigilant until a vaccine is widely available, but we cannot wait upon a vaccine, knowing the havoc that this pandemic has wreaked on families, schools, and businesses. We must do more. And we must do it now.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.